This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Well, you've got row crops higher, not by a lot, but row crops higher with wheat lower. Today's going to be all about preparation for the 11 o'clock USDA reports, both the crop production and WASDE reports. Primary focus will be on the WASDE as we're looking at those world numbers. Any major surprise is likely to come from production numbers in South America, with Brazil being the primary focus, of course. But we did get export sales this morning at 7:30. Impressive for corn, kind of the top end of expectations there. Soybeans, a bit of a disappointment, didn't even meet the low end of expectations. Wheat, we're just somewhere in the middle. So kind of a mixed bag on the export sales this morning, with beans continuing to lag expectation and recent year pace. So
do those export sales, how they look this morning, surprise you at all one way or the other?
I was a bit surprised that we were clear at the top end in corn with no major daily sales throughout that reporting period. So, you know, if you had seen 500,000 metric tons of worth of daily flash sales, then you see a 1.22 million metric ton, not so much of a surprise. But where you didn't see that, to see that kind of a number in corn was a bit surprising. Soybeans didn't surprise me. We know we haven't been selling them, and we've been kind of on that trajectory for a while. So I guess I wasn't too shocked there. Wheat, globally, we're not overly competitive, but regionally we are. So you start to see some of that going on, and really trade relation maintained between Mexico and the U.S. is one of the biggest ones. And then South Korea as well was a big buyer.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock, and we will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn up 1.5 at 4.35¾. March soybeans up 10.5 at 11.99¼. March soybean meal up $2.20 at $3.53.40. March soybean oil up 65 cents at $47.41. On the Merck, February live cattle up $1.65 at $183.87. March feeder cattle up $1.85 at $247.40. April lean hogs down 57 cents at $80.52. April pork cutout unchanged at $89.40. And Class 3 milk down 8 cents at $16.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.